The next part of this problem asks us to calculate the kinetic energy at the bottom of the ramp. So this will be essentially our energy, our final energy, or E with the subscript KF. So how do we approach this problem? Well, let's take what we know. We just calculated that the initial total energy of the skater is 2.6 times 10 to the 4 joules. And we know that the law of conservation of energy tells us that the total amount of energy of a system does not change, only the type of energy. So we now know that the initial total energy will equal the final total energy, and we can plug in our value that we've already calculated. So next we need to break down our equation for the final total energy. So we know that the total energy will be the gravitational potential energy plus the kinetic energy at the bottom of the ramp. So let's first start by calculating the gravitational potential energy at the bottom of the ramp. Now when the skater is at the bottom of the ramp, their height is 0 meters. So when you plug that into our equation for gravitational potential energy, we end up with a value of 0. We can now go back to our equation for the final total energy and plug in this value of 0 for gravitational potential energy. And you'll see now that the final total energy will equal the final kinetic energy because there's no contribution from the gravitational potential energy. So we can see in our final step here that our final kinetic energy value is 2.6 times 10 to the 4 joules, which is the same value as our initial total energy. And again, this is because there's no contribution from the gravitational potential energy, and the law of conservation of energy tells us that the final total energy must equal the initial total energy. We're now going to take this value and use it to solve part C of this problem, which asks us to calculate the velocity of the skateboarder when they're at the bottom of the ramp.